This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
It's season two of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
Welcome to today's edition of Project Distinct. This is Scott McCain. So glad you're here. And we're going to talk about what is the single most important thing that you can possess to enhance the customer experience. What is the single aspect most important, the most important thing you could possess to enhance the customer experience? There are so many things that make up the customer experience. As you're talking to an employee, as you're thinking about how you deal with customers, what's the single most important aspect, the single most important thing you can have to create a better customer experience? That's the topic for today's Project Distinct. And Project Distinct is brought to you, as always, by our website, DistinctionNation.com, where you can learn how to take what you're already doing and make it stand out in a hyper-competitive marketplace. All kinds of free resources for you there, from workbooks, ebooks, and audio-based learning programs, all there for you free on DistinctionNation.com. Join the nation at DistinctionNation.com. So I did a web search on Google asking a simple question. What is the most important thing that there is about customer service? And there's all of these incredible blog posts, 16 customer service skills every employee needs at Help Scout, the 20 most important customer service skills you need to have at GetSling.com, 5 must-have customer service skills at SnagAjob.com, on and on and on. But there was an article written by Sean Belding on CustomerThink.com. Sean Belding, and the website again is CustomerThink.com. And Sean is someone I've respected his work and his contribution to the field of the customer experience for a long, long time. And he wrote a post back in 2016 that's called The Single Most Important Customer Service Skill You Can Have. And I highly recommend that you look up this blog post because it's really terrific. And as Sean says here, the answer might surprise you. Quote, there are a lot of skills and behaviors to choose from, asking questions, active listening, using positive language, problem solving, being proactive, being genuinely interested. The list goes on and on. All of them are critical to creating outstanding customer experiences, and most require a lot of time and practice to truly master, unquote. And isn't that just absolutely the case? I think he's absolutely on target with this, because we spend so much time in education and training to teach people how to actively listen, how to use language that more positively connects with customers, how to solve their problems and the challenges that we have in every organization between, you know, responsibility and authority, right? We give them the responsibility to solve problems, but we often don't give them the authority to get the job done. All of these are really, really critical. And as he says here, it takes a lot of time and practice to master. It also, I would add, takes a lot of investment by an organization to get your team up to speed as they deal with this with customers. But then Sean Belding writes, quote, the most important customer service skill is, however, a much simpler one. Paradoxically, it also seems to be the one that people struggle with the most. Okay, you ready for this? Here is what Sean Belding is writing as the single most important customer service skill you can have. A smile. Yeah, that's it. That's what he says. A smile. Seriously? Well, as he writes, you just can't get to a higher level of customer service without it. He says here, quote, I think it's time we all step back for a moment and thought about this. How can anyone get to any next level when they haven't demonstrated a willingness or understanding of the simplest and most important part of the first level, right? I agree with him totally. He says here, a smile is more than just a fuzzy nicety. It is the catalyst that brings all of the other skills to life. He uses an example here of two guest service people at the front desk of the hotel. each listen intently to the guest, each ask great questions, and each use positive language, but one of them is expressionless and the other has a friendly, engaging smile. Which one is going to make the guest feel more connected to the hotel, and which one is going to create a guest more likely to refer that hotel to friends? It sounds so simple, yet it is so critically important. It's just a smile, but it's not just a smile. Get what I mean? In other words, it begins with a smile, but that's so critically important. I love what he writes here next. He says, I've heard more than one person say, I'm just not a smiling kind of person. Well, yeah, okay, but then what if it's part of your job? I mean, look, it's part of the job to smile at customers. I told the story often about the two airlines, and the one airline had the internal slang for customers. They called them grunts. Why did they call them grunts? Well, because flight attendants would laugh at them as they would grunt to put their luggage in the overhead bin, or they would grunt when they would take their seats. And so when the flight attendants were getting ready for the customers to come onto the plane, flight attendants would say, here come the grunts. Another airline called them paychecks. In other words, as they would walk on, the flight attendants would view the customers as paychecks coming onto the plane. That's how we got paid, was taking care of these folks who were boarding our airplane at this particular time. I don't think it will surprise you to learn that the airline, Eastern, that called its customers grunts went out of business. The airline that jokingly called them paychecks is Southwest. See, it begins with how we view the customer, and smiling at that paycheck in front of us is literally part of our job. Final thought right after this. My latest book is called Iconic. It talks about how organizations and leaders can attain the highest level of distinction. I was really honored that Forbes.com named it as one of the 10 best business books of the year. And you can learn more about becoming iconic, about the book and more, simply by going to iconicbusinessbook.com. That's iconicbusinessbook.com for more information on what it takes to attain the highest level of distinction. Well, once again, I really love this blog post from Sean Belding. And again, the website is called Customer Think. And this specific post is called The Single Most Important Customer Service Skill You Can Have. But at the end of the post, Sean Belding makes this important point. A smile is the only facial expression which is not easily misinterpreted. Well, there you go. You know, smiles can sometimes be inappropriate, but he says here, not as often as some might have you believe. He said, I recently spent some time with people in the funeral and cemetery business. One said to me, we are dealing with people who are often in the saddest times of their lives. When they are telling us stories of their loved ones, a warm and appreciative smile lets them know we care and understand how important that person was to them. Make no mistake, he says, a smile is the most important customer service skill you will ever have. Great post, great advice, great information. I hope it made you smile a little bit today. Well, this is Scott McCain. Thanks for tuning in. And once again, downloading and listening to Project Distinct. We love it when you share and subscribe. Oh, man, I'm so appreciative that our numbers are just way up in terms of listeners and subscribers. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for sharing. Thanks for subscribing. And I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow on the next edition of Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.
The This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.